Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 5. Yesterday we applied mindfulness to a wander around the office and looked at how you can bring some positive reminders to your day. Today we're doing a meditation in motion, on your way to work. You can also try this meditation on the way home as well, but it kind of works best on the way to work, as it can set you up for the day, and a tough commute can ruin a good day. Firstly, let's explore what a bad commute is. This could be your train or bus being delayed, being late for work. Maybe you don't get a seat and there's too many people on your mode of transport. Perhaps your route changes suddenly, which takes longer. Or even your bus doesn't show up or it gets cancelled. Charles Swindoll once said, "Life is 10% what happens and 90% how we react to it." With this in mind, how much are we bringing to the experience of a bad commute? Of course it's not nice being late for work, and we never enjoy a late train or bus, and I'd be very surprised if you enjoyed being squeezed onto the tiny carriage of a train. Well, you know what's coming next. With some mindful awareness, maybe we can change how we see these experiences. And sometimes when our commute goes perfectly, and the bus or train is completely empty and we get a seat, we can still find some resistance to commuting, and feel restless during the journey, or anxious, or very neutral about it. So the first thing you can do, of course, is bring acceptance. If your train is late or delayed, there's nothing you can do about it other than accept it. You might as well try and enjoy the ride anyway, even if you're late for an important meeting. The next thing you can do, if you find your daily commute really grinds you down, have a look at some other options. Are there parts on your commute you can walk and catch a train later down the line or get a different bus? You can also reframe how you see your commute. So when you're travelling, almost imagine that you're not travelling and this is where you need to be. And then think about what you'd like to do in that space. Whether it's listen to music, read a book, sit and do a bit of people watching, or of course, meditate. And that's what we're going to do now. And just a note, this meditation is just for public transport and not for driving or cycling, as it could get a little dangerous. You can also try this meditation at home first, and then try it out on your commute. So, taking your seat, either on a train, on a bus, or if you're just trying this meditation out at home, sitting with a nice, comfortable, upright posture, and taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and gently closing your eyes. And as you do this, allowing the weight of your body to go down into the ground, feeling those contact points with your feet on the floor. Now we're going to consciously relax our bodies. So beginning at your head, loosening your face, your ears, the back of your neck, moving down to your shoulders, your upper back, relaxing your arms and your hands, relaxing your lower back, going around and loosening your chest, your belly, then allowing both your legs to relax, your thigh muscles, your calf muscles, all the way down to your ankles and your feet. And take another deep breath in. And breathe out. And allow your body to find a comfortable upright position. And now allowing yourself to be aware of whatever's around you. Maybe there's lots of sounds. Particular smells. Maybe you're noticing the busyness around you. The sound of doors opening and closing. Maybe you're hearing announcements about each destination you're getting to. Becoming aware of this and noticing how your body's responding to it, particularly noticing any jarring, any frustrations, maybe because you're trying to meditate and perhaps feel these sounds are distracting you. So I really encourage you to let all this be part of your meditation, allowing the sounds to come and go allowing all these changes on the outside world to occur. And we're going to help ourselves a little bit now by tuning our attention into our breath. And today we're going to do it down at our bellies, simply to physically move away from our busy mind and more into our bodies as a way of staying grounded and connected with our senses. So becoming aware of all the sensations as your belly rises and falls as you breathe. And in this ever-changing environment you're in, knowing that each in-breath is a new beginning, and each out-breath is a letting go. So just like your mode of transport, you're constantly arriving and leaving in each moment, allowing your awareness to be in transit, moving to each moment and starting again. Now, gently allowing your breath to move into the background of your awareness. Knowing that you can return there if you get too caught up in the outside world. And shifting your attention to sounds. Noticing all the sounds around you. Noticing sounds you find pleasant. Ones you find unpleasant. Ones that come and go. Also being curious about any sounds you've not noticed before, and as best you can, doing this without judgment. So you're just conscious awareness, aware of sounds, simply observing, while also noticing any responses or reactions in your body, and continuing to do this. And now taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. Gently let go of listening to the soundscape around you. And gently opening your eyes. Now checking in to see how you found that experience. Noticing what stood out for you. Maybe there was a particular sound you've never noticed. And what was it like to be aware of all these sounds, maybe all the chatter, all the announcements, without getting pulled into it or placing judgment on it? Noting what you notice, and then you can let go. T.S. Eliot once said, "It's the journey, not the destination that matters." And this is very true of commuting, as it's something we do every day, and it often sets the tone for a day at work, We can often rush through our commute, full of thoughts and judgments and stresses, and then we get to our office. Maybe we wonder what all the fuss was about. We arrive there, we sit at our desk, and everything's fine. So if we can bring a better quality of attention to our commute, this will surely bring more positivity and enjoyment to the beginning of our day. And you can even turn this into a nourishing time, some quiet time just for you. And it's a really good practice, because you do it every single day, and it's a way to practice patience, non-judging, conscious awareness. There are so many different mindful skills you can use, and that could be your daily meditation practice. So next time you commute to work, be curious about what you're bringing to the commute. We can have pretty much the same journey, 2 days in a row, but feel very different. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to prepare for a meeting, and prepare well, with a little meditation that will give you clarity, insight, and some confidence. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 6.